proclamation number 6452 dated the January 14th, 1956. Final phase. Battle of Faith. You will soon enter the final phase which has been mentioned since the start of this period of salvation. The end of this earth is imminent, and before long you will notice the signs which have always been proclaimed by seers and prophets. And thus everything will come to pass, because my word is truth and I myself have spoken through the mouth of these prophets. Everything I gave permission to predict concerning the end was merely intended to spur you humans into working at improving your soul, and, hence, there have often been times during this period of salvation when people had reason to believe that the end was approaching. And this was certainly necessary because people's depravity gave credence to an intervention by me, and, time and again, a few who tackle their psychological work even more eagerly and truly be saved for eternal life. Nevertheless, the time had not come. Satan had not gained unlimited power over people as yet, albeit outright devils wreaked havoc on earth during this time as well. Humanity was granted a longer period of time because many bound spirits had yet to embody themselves for the final test of will on this earth. My plan of salvation proceeds according to the law of eternal order, and no period will ever be concluded a day too soon or too late, because I foresaw from the beginning what is helpful or detrimental for the soul's development. However, Satan's activity is becoming increasingly more appalling because many bound substances are being released and, through his influence, act in accordance with his wishes. Consequently, people's behavior is also becoming increasingly more malevolent the closer it gets to the end. For this reason, my adversary deems himself strong enough to gain complete victory over me and finally oversteps the limits of his authority which were imposed upon him when he fell into the abyss. And once this moment in time has come, his activity will be brought to an end, and that means the end of a period of salvation. It means the disintegration of every form, the release of its indwelling bound spiritual substance, and the renewed banishment into forms which correspond to the spirit's state of maturity. This overstepping of authority will clearly manifest itself and is a distinct sign of the near end. For my adversary will openly oppose me by trying to force himself upon people, by compelling them to renounce me, by intending to destroy every spiritual connection with me in order to gain control over the whole human race. Anyone who knows about the purpose of life on earth, which consists of the human being's free decision of will, also knows that this would be completely prevented by my adversary's plan, and he equally knows that this is the moment in time when I will put a stop to his raging, when I will enchain him again and with him all his followers. And then he will also understand all prophecies which point to the end. Therefore, take notice of my adversary's final work by which you can clearly recognize the time you are living in. Take notice of the efforts intended to destroy people's faith. Take notice of everything that is clearly recognizable as the activity of the Antichrist. And, above all, pay attention to how people are being attacked who, in truth, are of service to me and seek to distribute the truth. And as soon as you can recognize all the signs of a forthcoming battle of faith, you will know that you have entered the final phase of this earth's existence, and then you, who want to remain true to me, must prepare yourselves and enter this battle with confidence and strength, and know that I am leading the way, that you fight on my behalf and truly are and will remain invincible, even if you are hopelessly outnumbered compared to my adversary's multitude. Nevertheless, I will defeat him and take him captive when the hour has come which has been determined for eternity. And you, my faithful followers, will emerge from this battle into a new life and will no longer be pressed by the one who is and will remain my adversary for eternities to come. Amen.